A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Hey everybody, Tom Merritt here. Not a weekend special edition of Daily Tech News Show. No, this is a sample segment from our new show, The Tech John, hosted by Rob Dunwood, Terrence Gaines, and Stephanie Humphrey, where they talk about the technology that they see from their world. They're three African-American hosts, and this is a new show that's going to come to you every week in its own feed, but we're going to include one segment from this week's first episode for you to listen to, because I think you're going to love it. You're going to want to get the rest of the show. So take a listen to this about historically black colleges and universities suffering from ransomware. And then if you want their other topics, like bias on Facebook AI, why you can't get a dumb TV anymore, and a TikTok creator strike, well, you're going to want to subscribe to the entire series at thetechjohn.com. Take it away, Rob.
This next story, I know both of you went to HBCUs.
That's why I wore my shirt.
Yeah. I have a child that is looking to go to one of three of them, but I had to you know put the story
here
in here.
Here you go. Here
to make sure, since you put on your shirt.
I mean, you got a rep. Listen, you got a rep.
I at least did an official visit to Howard back in the day, but I chose to go somewhere else.
What are the three schools your child's looking to go to?
The HBCUs are Howard, Morgan State, and what is the third? North Carolina, A&T.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good. Solid choice. My sister went to Morgan. So solid choices.
So this one, Tuesday after Labor Day, Howard University announced that it was attacked with ransomware, forcing the school to actually shut classes down. So if you don't know what ransomware is, this is where hackers actually, they infiltrate your environment and they can do anything from delete data to simply take over your network. And usually what ends up happening is that, you know, they want you to pay a ransom, or else they're going to do some damage to your network. And because of this, they had to shut the university down. They were basically shut down for all classes for everything on Tuesday. As of Friday, they only had, I believe it was just graduate school and in-person school that was back. Online was still shut down. They still have no campus-wide Wi-Fi. So this was a big, big deal and still is, I believe, a big deal. At Howard. And I just wanted to see, this is not the first time this has happened to a university. It's the first time that I'm aware that it's happened to an HBCU.
Yeah.
And I mean, you just think about this. I mean, you know, they're coming back after the Labor Day break and school is now shut down for up to, you know, for an additional week for a lot of students. This is as disruptive as it can be. They literally had to shut their operations down. So I just kind of want to open up to you guys. And like I said, this, I picked this one just because my child is thinking about going to school here. But this is a hot mess that they're in right now. I don't know if you can really throw fault at anyone. You know, we'll have to see the postmortem. But this is a big deal that they had to literally shut down operations at the university for a week or more.
It's tough because I think we're gonna see this a lot more. There have already been 29 attacks on major universities in this country this year already. So that education sector is a really prime target. You got very old legacy systems there. You know, they hadn't really thought about, what about our IT? Like, you know, you're trying to teach kids calculus. You ain't really thinking about, you know, that old server that the financial aid records is on. So, it's unfortunate, but I hope this is the wake up call that, that other universities, especially HBCUs, see and need to like hurry up and try to do something with their systems, because this is not going to be the last time we see this, like this right. year.
Right. My thoughts were twofold. One serious, one kind of funny, but not really serious. Number one, the last thing I thought was going to shut down a school was a ransomware attack. You thought in the age of COVID, you would think students going back to university, going back to college, going back to classes, this mass breakout happened. They got to send everybody back home. So I didn't think ransomware. I thought COVID was going to shut down a lot of universities. Number two, I love my HBCUs.
Listen, I already know you were here.
I went to an HBCU. I have suffered the trials and tribulations of standing in financial aid lines, trying to make sure my housing was substantiated. Come to find out it wasn't. This is back in 1996 when I went to Tennessee State. So I can imagine out of all the things to go wrong at an HBCU, I'm pretty sure that nothing has changed that much. Technology has gotten better, but the same old things happen at HBCUs. Kids struggling to make sure they're housing, struggling to make
trying
sure
to financial aid. Trying to get that net check.
Exactly. Trying to get refund checks, trying to get all that stuff situated. And then here come ransomware to shut all that down. So like the popular, the not popular, but the thing that goes around is when white people catch cold, we catch the flu.
Listen.
So I can imagine a ransomware attack on a HBCU that are underfunded, that are not, don't have these big endowments, don't have all these sponsors, don't have all of this money pouring in to where they could throw $2, 3, 4, 5, $10 million at this problem to hurry up and make it go away. Howard is in one of the higher ones, but even still, I can see how this can be devastating to an HBCU campus. And like you mentioned already, Stephanie, hopefully other HBCUs are taking note and say, okay, we got to make sure our infrastructure is locked down, because right. something like this happening could be devastating to an HBCU that's already strapped for cash.
Yeah, it's going to, you know, it hamstrings the best of institutions. Mm-hmm. It is going to cripple an HBCU severely. And it is just, you know, one of those things that you don't think about until it happens, unfortunately. So again, like I just got to say it again, hopefully other schools are watching this and doing whatever they can. There may not be that much, like, you know, you're not overhauling your entire IT system, but, you know, hopefully you're putting something in place to, cause I can't imagine, you know, they just got there. Like move-in day was a week ago, 2 weeks ago, and you were ready to start class and had your whole, you know, thing ready to go. And it just, it's a shame. It's a shame to see this kind of thing happen.
So Terrence, you had mentioned, you know, you thought it would be COVID that is shutting things down. Well, that is too. I want to put that out there. I have a, you know, I have a very, very close friend who just went off to, I believe it was Alabama State or Alabama A&M. I can't remember what the name of the school is. But before classes even started, there was an outbreak of COVID. So you have folks who can't even start. I mean, can you imagine going off to school? You're there, you're in your dorm, you're meeting all these new friends, and you can't even start school because you've been potentially exposed to COVID. Not just one, not just two. There are multiple schools that have had, you know, this issue. So I would just take this as my chance to, you know, preach out to the world. Please get your vaccinations. Please, please wear a mask, because, you know, this stuff is real, and it does not care what your political affiliation is. It is a real thing.
Absolutely.
But like I said, I saw this and it hit my heart, because like I said, you know, my child, that's one of the schools that, you know, she's thinking about going to. It was a school that was on my list way, 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 way back in the day, even though I didn't go there. So, you know, I kind of, you know, just kind of have a soft heart for Howard. And I just know that this is wreaking havoc. As you said, it's like, you know, you're already dealing with, you know, lesser resources, lesser endowments than, you know, predominantly white institutions. This can take a school out. So I hope this does not become a trend where they're just going to start targeting not just HBCUs, but just, you know, schools, universities in general, because this wrecks, you know, the opportunity for students to learn.
Yeah, definitely.
So, this story is a little older, but it made sense in my estimation for us to come and take a look at it. If you guys remember back, a month or so ago, there was a Black creator TikTok strike.
Oh, you want to hear about that, do you? Well, then you got to go get the rest of the episode. Get the full series. Get it every week. Go subscribe to The Tech John right now at thetechjohn.com. That's J-A-W-N, thetechjohn.com. Thanks for listening to this. I hope you all loved it as much as I do, and we'll talk to you soon.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hi, this is Matt
and Sean
from Two Black Guys
with Good Credit. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move.
By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter.
Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice.
Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, N.A., copyright 2024.